Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I've been taking hot yoga classes these days, and every time I take a yoga class, I'm shocked at how much I sweat. Like after the yoga class, I am dripped with sweat head to toe. My hair becomes super wet as if I showered. But I actually like sweating because I feel fresh after the yoga class. Like a snake sheds skin, I feel brand new. Do you get what I'm saying? Anyways, today's podcast is called We Accept the Love We Think We Deserve. This title comes from a movie quote that I love. It is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I first watched this movie when I was 18 to 19. But this quote always stuck with me and it helped me get over my last relationship. It honestly changed my life and my mindset on love. Let me put the movie scene on for you guys.
Mr. Anderson? Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why do nice people choose the wrong people to date?
Are we talking about anyone specific?
We accept the love we think we deserve.
Can we make them know that they deserve more?
We can try.
Many people stay in an unhealthy or abusive relationship because they are scared of leaving and believe they don't deserve any better. If you treat yourself poorly, you will fall for those who treat you poorly. I stayed in my previous relationship for longer than I should have because I thought he was the best I'll ever get. Even when the relationship started to fall apart, and even though I knew deep down I wasn't happy, I was afraid to leave because I thought that was the love I deserved. And I felt like that because of my low self-esteem. But I know it's difficult to change the way you think and build your self-esteem. So today, I will talk about mindsets that helped me change and helped build my self-esteem. This helped me with every relationship I had with someone, not just romantically. So if you're not having any romantic problems, this could apply to other relationships you have, like with your friends or your family. Number one, whenever you feel mistreated by a guy, think, if this was my daughter, would I accept this type of behavior? Imagine this is your boyfriend. He only texts you once a week. He doesn't take you out on dates. He doesn't appreciate you. He doesn't remember your birthday. He talks bad about your friends. He never says he loves you or compliments you. But you love him, so you don't care if he's treating you like this. But I want you to imagine, what if this was your daughter's boyfriend? Would you let your daughter date the man you are dating right now? Be honest with yourself. I think the answer is no. So why is it that we can't treat ourselves the way we treat the ones we love? Number two, think of your favorite celebrity or someone you look up to. Do you think they will accept mistreatment? I love Audrey Hepburn, and whenever I feel like I'm mistreated by someone, I think, would Audrey Hepburn allow herself to be mistreated right now in this situation? Do you think Ariana Grande would accept dishonesty? Do you think Taylor Swift would forgive a boyfriend if he cheated on her? Do you think Michelle Obama wouldn't care if she was disrespected? Do you think Rihanna cries herself to sleep over a man not calling? Would Shohei Ohtani quit baseball just because someone hated on him? Would Harry Styles continue dating someone toxic? Okay, so think of someone you like or someone who looks like they are full of confidence. It could be anyone, and it doesn't have to be someone famous too. Just think, If they were in your situation, what would they do? Would they accept the bullshit or move on? There are a million other people out there who will treat you 10 times better than how he treats you. So don't be afraid to let go and find your peace. Number three, get rid of the scarcity mindset. The scarcity mindset is when is feeling like you don't have many options, so you have to cling on to whatever options you get. And the opposite of the scarcity mindset is abundance mindset. Scarcity mindset is when you avoid risks, think that you must work with everyone, spend your energy on what's lacking in your life, you have a victim mentality, and you drain others. Abundance mindset is when you take risks, find opportunities, feel empowered and engaged, think big, and you act as a giver, contributing to others' well-being. Here's what I tell myself when I go through a breakup. First, it's not your fault. Some things you do not have control over. The only thing you have control over are your thoughts and your decisions. You will find someone again, and you were happy before you met them. So you will be happy again. And you meet people for a reason. Some people are seasonal, and some people stay forever. Now it's time to close this chapter in your life and move on. They may appear again later on in the story, but for now, you need to continue your life by not rereading the same chapter, but embracing a new beginning. You will meet new people, and you will experience new things. You will grow, and what's meant to be will be. You are lovable. You will heal from this, and you will love again. There is someone amazing waiting for you. You're worthy of loving and happy relationships. And it's an honor to be with you. And you have, and you will always be, enough. There are many special people out there who are about to come into your life. Not saying your ex wasn't special, but just because they couldn't see how great you are does not mean you are not great. Just because they cannot see how special you are does not mean you are not special. Just because they did not notice the wonderful things you have to offer does not mean those things are not valuable or won't be what someone else always dreamed of. Just because they think someone else's grass is greener doesn't mean someone else doesn't think yours is the greenest they have ever seen. Or maybe they did see how great you are, but you were in different phases. Maybe they did love you, but for whatever personal reasons felt, they could not continue. Maybe they felt like parting with you was like tearing a limb from their body, but they felt like they needed to do it. It's never black and white, and you might cross paths again in the future. What's truly meant to be will be, so don't be afraid to let go of things and move on. What happened cannot be changed. You don't have control over that. The only thing you have control over is how you think. Try to remember how you met your current ex. Was this a miracle, a coincidence, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that would never happen again? No, it wasn't. It will happen again. Something wonderful and something terrible is guaranteed to happen to all of us at any given time. And you are the main character in your life. You will meet people in your life. Sometimes this person sticks for a while, but remember, every character is temporary. You met a part and you will part again. Either by breakup or death, this person will not stay forever. Appreciate what they contributed to your story. Be glad they stayed a while. Then you have to gather the strength to continue on your journey and be excited for what's next. It's always sad when a character leaves or dies. But the journey goes on. It's healthy to grieve and give time to heal, but you have a whole journey waiting for you. Don't you want to know what happens next? Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have an amazing week. ポッドキャストの和訳はすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて配信中です。気になった方は概要欄のポッドキャストプレミアムまでお願いします。Okay, thank you so much, Toodaloo!